Now, you might say you eat like a pig or swim like a fish or as busy as a bee. And while these are all great similes, scientists are investigating the reality of this: splicing genes from other species into human embryos. But where do we ethically draw the line? Well, this morning I'm joined by Dr. Julian Coplin, who's a research fellow with the Melbourne Law School, to get some perspective on this. Dr. Coplin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great, thank you. It's great to be here.
So there's a lot to unpack here. First, let's start with the news. So 3 weeks ago, scientists made a hybrid human-monkey embryo. My first thought is, why?
Okay, so I guess I can talk a bit about the overall aims of this study, which wasn't really to try to work out how to bring this sort of chimeric human monkey life form to term. The research was only using embryos and was only ever intended to use embryos. But the overall aim was to try to perfect this technique for creating these chimeric animals known as blastocyst complementation. And if we were to perfect blastocyst complementation, it might be possible to do some really exciting things with it. We might be able to create, say, use livestock animals rather than monkeys and create a human pig chimera that would be made up of a mix of mostly pig cells with some human cells spread throughout its various tissues and organs. And we might be able to drive the development of this human pig chimeric animal so that it would grow inside of its like mixed, mostly pig, partly human body, to be able to grow, say, a human kidney or a human liver or a human pancreas, or sort of most controversially, maybe even a human brain.
Oh my God, stop it. Okay, so the potential benefits of splicing cells from different species, for example, human pig, is that we can grow organs that potentially can be used for, if someone has heart failure, they can have a human pig heart.
Yeah, essentially. So I guess there are two main categories of benefits. One is organs to transplantation. There are people on waiting lists who could really benefit from an organ that never received one. It would be this neat new way to provide organs to transplants. And really interestingly, if you create it, because the way you create these chimeric animals is by injecting them with stem cells. If you injected it with stem cells of the patient who needs a kidney, a liver, a heart, some lungs, then the organs that would grow, the human organs, would have their genome, which means that the recipient's immune system wouldn't necessarily reject them, which means they might even be better in some sense than organs that we're taking at the moment from living and deceased organ donors. And the other benefit would be, it would be a way to create some really useful animal models for research, where we'd be able to look at human tissues and human organs inside of non-human animals and do this kind of research that we would never think it's ethical to perform on humans, but still get to use, you know, human tissues when we're doing it.
Right. Have we seen many examples of this successfully done in animals previously?
There have been some successful animal chimeras made using a handful of different techniques. There's an older technique that's been used to create, I think a geep, so a chimeric mix of a goat and a sheep, which is really interesting because it's like its fur is this weird mix of sheep and goat fur. It actually does look like a mix between these two animals. And we've seen something like blastocyst complementation used with mice and rats, which is also quite similar because in this case, the mouse-rat chimeras were mostly mouse, but a little bit rat. And you could see this reflected on them because they had mostly mouse fur with little patches of rat fur.
Oh,
and vice versa,
God.
You had like rat-mouse chimeras with,
mainly rat with little bit of mice.
Oh, yeah, okay. Exactly.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what are the major risks involved in this?
So I think the biggest one and the most philosophically interesting one is about how we determine the moral status of these animals. And what I mean by that is we'd be using these animals for purposes we'd never use humans for. You know, we don't think it's okay to grab somebody off the street and harvest them for their organs or perform painful experiments on them without their consent, because we think humans have this, like, this moral status that's much higher than that of a research animal or a pig, which, rightly or wrongly, you know, lots of people are very happy to have die because pigs are tasty. Like, but the problem being that these animals, they're not wholly pig, or, well, they're not wholly animal. They're also in part human. And so we've got this kind of question of, well, how do we deal with its moral status? What do we need to, is there a chance that we should be treating it more like a human and less like a pig? Or, well, are there some kind of,
yeah,
specific,
like,
features?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I get it, right? I completely understand what you're trying to say. And my next question for you is, where are you finding the human bit for the embryo making? Because, like, is it just donated off-cast eggs or donated off-cast sperm? Or, like, how are you getting the human side of the embryo?
Yeah, so one thing that you can do is you can take skin cells from someone, like a skin fibroblast, and I get this, bathe them in the right mix of chemicals to turn them into something known as induced pluripotent stem cells, which is essentially sort of winding back the clock on those cells until they're in a state that they were very similar to when like we were an early human embryo at an early stage of development. And then these induced pluripotent stem cells could theoretically develop into any kind of tissue of the body. So we can take my skin cells or yours and treat them in the right way and then inject these pluripotent stem cells into the animal embryo and have human contribution come from one of us.
That is just amazing. Oh my God. Dr. Julian Copeland, I could honestly talk to you all morning about this. I feel like there's a rabbit hole I could just go down with you. But unfortunately, we have run out of time. Thank you so much for your time this morning, and all the best with the research ongoing.
No worries. Thank you very much.